This is it, the ultimate wellness show just for you. Wellness for Life Radio with Dr. Suzanne Bennett.
With more than 42 million overweight children around the world, childhood obesity is increasing worldwide. I'm so excited to introduce to you my next guest, our very own Director of Operations of Radio MD. We've got exercise physiologist Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for being here, Melanie, on Wellness for Life.
Thank you so much, Dr. Bennett. It's great to be here.
Absolutely. Thank you. You know, this month is we're all focused on childhood obesity awareness, and I'm super interested in what you have to share regarding the health effects of obesity in kids. I know that this has been a mission for you in the past 8 to 10 years. Can you tell us some of the short-term health problems that our young people are suffering from obesity today?
Well, what we're seeing, Dr. Bennett, is first of all, there used to be a disease called adult onset diabetes, which is now called type 2 diabetes because we're seeing it in children as young as 8 and 9 years old. Kidney transplant doctors that I talk to, endocrinologists, are saying that they are transplanting things and dealing with kids that have high blood pressure and heart disease and all the kinds of comorbidities that we think of as going with a sedentary lifestyle and obesity in adults that we are now seeing as an epidemic in our children. And it is an epidemic because, as you stated, millions of children. And one of the saddest things you see, Dr. Bennett, is when you see an obese child, you can generally look at the parents and maybe they are too. So it's really a worldwide problem, and it's a family problem as well.
Yeah, I agree about that. And what's really sad is that so much of the emotional and mental effects of the children and adults, you know, the parents, they're being bullied, they're being fat shamed, it's so sad that this is happening. Not just the fact that they're physically ill, they're emotionally ill too.
Oh, absolutely. And when you mentioned bullying, that's absolutely true. And what's happening, and with the media, and they see these extra thin girls, and then, as you say, the fat shaming, all of this goes on to contribute to that low self-esteem of children that are obese. And they feel like it's this never-ending vicious cycle of how do you get out of it, because they see the ads for, you know, happy meals and things and super size and all these things. So they want to eat junk food. There's an influx of video games that is prevalent and insidious in our children, that they sit in front of the video games for hours on end. And I understand one of the things we're going to talk about is this core curriculum in children being cut gym and recess in favor of academics, which is really causing an issue for our children even during their school day.
Right. You know, what's the difference between overweight and obese? Because people, you know, we talk about obesity, but to me, being overweight is just as harmful as obese. It's just the process of going towards obesity. So what's the difference between the two?
Well, obesity is really defined as 30 BMI, you know, 30% body fat. And so if your children now, they're getting BMI taken at their pediatrician's office with part of their well visit. So when your child gets their height checked and their weight checked, they're also getting their BMI checked. So they're looking for this trend. If it's slowly going up, if they were at 20 and then they're at 23 and then it's slowly going up, then the pediatrician's going to get involved and start mentioning things that you can do to make sure your child gets more active. Because, Dr. Bennett, see, our kids shouldn't have to be told to do formal exercise. Kids used to play. They used to climb trees. They used to swing. They used to run around, and they don't do that as much anymore. So now we have to actually structure play and make time for them to do this kind of exercise that will give them that activity.
Right. I mean, you know, I know that when I was growing up, we didn't do anything indoors. Everything was all outdoors. In fact, we didn't want to even stay indoors. All we wanted to do is play outdoors. And we all had, every kid in their backyard had a jungle gym, right? You know, the swing set, the climbing set. We don't ever see that. I don't see that at all in my neighborhood anymore. Now, so, and then, of course, because of where we live these days, we don't have access to playgrounds and parks as much either, right?
Well, sure. And actually, Dr. Bennett, I do a show for the American College of Sports Medicine, and every year they do the American Fitness Index, which talks about how fit your health, you know, your city and community is. And so much goes into this particular index that they put out, but involved, it's so involved you can't imagine, because it involves parks and park districts and sidewalks and food deserts and school recess and gym time. And all of these things go into this fitness index, and it really does speak to the obesity epidemic that we're dealing with our children.
Right. That's good. That's good to know that that stuff is available out there. You know, but it all comes from our parents, isn't it? You know, and the parents really got to start thinking about this is not just when they're, you know, 5, 6 years old, but really at an early age. When should parents start worrying, really, when they see their babes? When should we start thinking and being concerned? We've got to start talking more about activity and eating better.
Well, you know, it used to say a fat baby is a healthy baby, and they used to say that. And yes, that's still true to some degree, but baby fat has kind of gone by the wayside now. Now you look, and if you have questions, you ask your pediatrician, but now as your baby's growing, and it should grow on that steady growth factor. So those growth charts that your pediatrician uses really become more and more important than they ever used to, because now you can look, and if there's a sharp, you know, increase in that growth chart, in that weight, that's when you start to worry, and that's when you seek help. And as parents, Dr. Bennett, we don't want to have our young children, especially our girls, hearing us say, I'm so fat, or, oh my God, I got to lose 10 pounds, or, oh, look at me in the mirror, because that negative self-talk is another thing that our kids hear and pick up on, and then they're going to worry about it. We don't want it to be about weight. We want it to be about health and strength. And that's the message we want to send our children.
Right, right. I love what you're saying. You know, we want to be fit. We want to feel good and have energy and that brain clarity. And it comes back to the parents. Now, you mentioned about, you know, the pediatricians and the doctors using growth charts and whatnot, which is excellent, weighing and making sure and measuring and all that. But you know what? Will our insurance companies, do you think it'll start covering programs for kids?
Oh, I absolutely do. And you know, preventive medicine is my field of medicine, and I think it is yours too. And so while we're all doing this now, we'd rather deal with things before they happen. And I think the insurance companies are going to have to get on board, because if they don't, it's going to be a lot more expensive to deal with sick children because of obesity and sedentary lifestyle than it is to deal with prevention, getting them running around. So I think insurance companies are going to start to cover things, and they already cover, you know, BMI testing, and they cover some nutritional counseling. So I think the insurance companies are going to see more and more that they have to, because it's going to be cheaper for them to cover prevention than it is for them to cover sickness afterwards.
Absolutely. I mean, I hope, you know how with pediatricians, newborn babies, they've got wellness care, right? And they're paid. Why not wellness care all the way up through teenage years? I think that would be the best for our entire country and all around the world. Can you give us three things? It's very short. We got just 1 minute left. Three things that we should do right away as parents.
We have to be good role models. That's number one. We have to be involved with our children, communicate with them, know what they're doing, and get them off the video games. That's number two. And we all have to do it together. Eating dinner together has been proven to help keep the weight down in the whole family. Doing activities together. So all of those things are what's going to help us be healthier as a nation.
Well, when you talk about activity, I always believe that exercising together keeps the family together, right? You got to go out there and do it together after school and even on the weekends and create some really great community with your friends and family. My goodness, that went so fast, Melanie. Really appreciate it that you're here. I know that you can all listen to Melanie's radio show called Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. So this is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.